Blackstone Publishing presents Food Sanity: How to Eat in a World of Fads and Fiction by Dr. David Friedman. This book is read by Mike Chamberlain. Foreword. Imagine how everyone felt after Christopher Columbus proved the world was round and not flat. What many people believed at the time to be true, he exposed as false. Dr. David Friedman is a modern-day Christopher Columbus. In Food Sanity, he looks at many of today's so-called common health and nutritional truths and exposes them for the fallacies they are. He then goes a step further, pulling back the curtain to educate the reader and expose some of the conflicts of interest and money trails that all too frequently are behind many of today's health recommendations. Nearly three decades after my book, Fit for Life, was published, our industrialized food industry continues to sweep important, life-saving information under the carpet. Even though it's our consumer money and our tax subsidies that keep them in business, Big Pharma, Big Agra, and Big Dairy certainly do not have our best interests at heart. Back in the 1980s, the food industry was promoting partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, better known as trans fats, as a healthy alternative to saturated fats. I was ridiculed when I warned everyone about the dangers of eating this artificial food additive. Research now shows ingesting just 2 grams a day of trans fats, the amount contained in just one donut, increases your risk of heart disease by 23%. Many people berated me when I spoke out against the dairy industry in Fit for Life and showed the detrimental health effects that drinking milk can cause, especially in children. Fast forward 3 decades, and the dangers of milk, particularly from the hormones and antibiotics it contains, are common knowledge. Even so, the dairy industry still runs massive advertising campaigns to fool us into believing that milk promotes strong bones, when unbiased scientific evidence now shows just the opposite. In Food Sanity, Dr. Friedman traces back the little-known but very profitable dairy industry-government partnership that began almost a century ago. There's no denying it. Disease in the body comes from the bad food choices we make. The health advocates who shout the loudest are the ones who can make a difference in the lives of millions of innocent consumers. In Food Sanity, Dr. Friedman grabs his megaphone and shouts from a mountaintop. His message is
sample complete. Ready to continue?